Yeah, I think we spoke this morning about trying to, I guess those couple of wickets last night set us up in a good position this morning to come out and finish the innings off. And we started so well and we got those three wickets. And then unfortunately we couldn't quite, deliver the finishing blow there. And they batted well. I think Safra has batted extremely well with the tail and worked the strike nicely and better than good tempo. So I think they deserve some credit, but I also think that we didn't quite get it right all the time in that first session. And I guess it was nice to go back out after lunch and get it reasonably quickly as well. So, I think we started the day off so well, and then that last wicket partnership has sort of put a bit of a dampener on that first session. Yeah, I think we're setting up for an interesting last day of Test cricket. That's something that we're going to have to talk about tonight and tomorrow and figure out what a defendable target is and what a target that we want to set up for the final day. I wouldn't have a clue. We'll talk about it tonight, and I think by the time the game starts, I think we'll have a target in mind. The way that it's gone this series is without things like Hotspot and Snicko, it's always going to be tough. But it is what it is. It's the same for both teams. So I think you just move on, and it's happened. You can't dwell on what has happened and what's going to happen. I think it's encouraging. I think the way they bowled, particularly at the start of the Pakistan innings and the first innings, and watching the spinners out here now, there's plenty out there, and it's starting to rough up there in the footmarks. So I think we're in for an exciting last day of the Test match. Yeah, I think we knew it was going to be tough over here, and the toss is a major part, but I don't think it's the winning and the losing of a game. There's 5 days of cricket. A lot can happen in 5 days, and I think we got a competitive target total on the board in the first innings, and it would have been nice to have a little bit more of a lead going into this innings, but I think it's just been a good 4 days of Test cricket. I don't think it'll be unplayable, but I think it will continue to deteriorate. We saw tonight that one that got BJ, it sort of bounced a little bit more than what it has been. So I guess that was, although it was disappointing for us, it was also encouraging signs going forward to tomorrow.